Hello, Blue Valley community. This is Tanya Merrigan, the proud superintendent of the Blue Valley School District, and I welcome you to another edition of Blue Valley Unmuted, our podcast. I have with me today three awesome staff members who work with our performing arts department, and I'm going to ask each one of them to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about what they do. And so we will start with Mr. Reed Uthe.
Thanks for having me. I'm Reed Uthe. I teach theater at Blue Valley West High School. I've been in the district for over 20 years. I've taught at all three levels with 20 years of being at middle school and high school theater.
Thank you, Reed. Mr. Ryan McFarland.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm Ryan McFarland. I am the debate teacher slash coach at Blue Valley Southwest. This is my fourth year in the building.
Thanks, Ryan. And last but certainly not least, Ms. Janelle Brower.
Hi, I'm Janelle Brower. I'm the performing arts coordinator in the district. This is my ninth year in the role. And prior to that, I was a band director at Pleasant Ridge Middle School. And in this job, I support our music teachers K-12. That includes band, orchestra, choir, and K-5 general music. And I also support our theater teachers and our debate sponsors and coaches.
Thanks, Janelle. You know, Blue Valley, I am always impressed with the performing arts experiences that our students have. And let's first start with the curricular experiences. So, Reed, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's available to students in the realm of theater within our schools?
Sure. It starts really in middle school. As early as sixth grade, students can take a theater class. Along with a modern communications class, that's an option. And they have some main stage shows at the middle schools. They do a play and a musical every year that's for all school, for all students, with a no-cut policy. Once we get to high school, we have several different curricular opportunities. We have for theater beginning acting and advanced acting classes. We have repertory theater classes where students actually do performances, smaller plays. And then we also have our main stage shows at the high school as well. So there's a lot of opportunity for both on stage and off stage experiences for our students.
Thanks, Reed. And Ryan, what about debate? Is debate a class within our schools? And how does that work?
Debate is a class. It starts with the just debate class, which you can take any year of high school. Obviously, it's more of a popular choice among our freshman crowd. And then after you take debate, then you take advanced debate, and then you can take honors advanced debate once you move on to junior, senior year. So there's classes for everyone starting from freshman year to junior, senior year. We have a second semester course that's titled Argumentation and Debate, which I really encourage our young students to enroll in because it's kind of like a 1.5 class where they continue to learn based off of the foundations that they learned in the previous semester. And then along with that, they also are expected to go and travel to tournaments. For me in particular, our first year students are expected to go to at least two. Our advanced students are expected to go to at least three. Obviously, they're not limited to two or three, but that's kind of what we expect them when they enter the program.
And are tournaments on the weekends, in the evenings? When do those happen?
Yeah, tournaments are typically on the weekends, usually for your first year students. They're on Saturdays. Sometimes they're Friday, Saturday. For your advanced students, those are Friday, Saturday, sometimes on Sunday, kind of depending on the tournament that we attend.
And I will give a shout out. I know they are always looking for debate judges.
Yes,
of course. You just have an hour. I am telling you, you will go and you will be thoroughly impressed by our students. I've done that many times, and every time I leave thinking I was the least intelligent person in that room. So,
yeah, for our tournaments to run, we have to have people there to judge them, and a lot of times that's parent volunteers, and so it's really important that we're able to draw that from the community, and usually the community is very supportive of coming out and judging those rounds for us.
Thanks, Ryan. And Janelle, talk to us a little bit about music opportunities within our schools.
Our district music program starts in kindergarten, so we have K-5 general music, we have 21 wonderful general music teachers who lay the foundation for our music program. And then when we move into sixth grade, students can take band, choir, or orchestra. In those co-curricular classes, we have performances that students begin in sixth grade, and they can also participate in solo ensemble festivals for band and orchestra. They can audition for honor groups. And in fact, this weekend is the district mini convention that's hosted throughout Johnson County. Blue Valley hosts two of the sites, so we'll have students participating in that event this weekend. And then moving into high school, those programs continue throughout high school, and students enter it as freshmen, and they have different opportunities to move through the curriculum at different levels, and lots of opportunities to expand into different courses such as marching band and chamber singers with the choir. We have jazz ensemble as well. So just wonderful opportunities for our students to grow and experience music at the high school level.
Thanks, Janelle. So Reed, I know that at Blue Valley West, you just got done with a main stage production of Macbeth, and I heard you talk about already auditioning for your musical. So what is available at the high school level, and do you have to be involved in a class in order to get involved?
No, yeah, actually, it's on both sides. We do have the repertory theater classes are during the day, and we rehearse the smaller stage shows, plays mostly. But the main stage shows are open to grades 9 through 12. Anybody, you don't have to be taking a theater class or a music class to do a musical or one of the plays. It's just like any other extracurricular activity where you can be involved. We really try to reach out and get as many, just a wide background of students. There's really a place for everybody in those shows. That's one of the things that I hear over and over from students, is that when they do the shows, even if they're not in my class, it's because they feel a part of a family. They feel a part of something big. It really makes a connection with them at school. And I know, you know, when we talk a lot about the social emotional learning, I think our main stage shows really play a big part into that. Yeah, we have a lot of students that take the theater and the music classes do the productions. But we have a lot of students that if they can't fit it into their schedule, they're still able to participate. And I think that's really, really important. It's fun to see the growth that way and have them feel a part of something that that they can take pride in, that they can grow from.
Thanks. So Ryan, talk to us a little bit about debate. I know that they go to tournaments. What skill set do students need in order to be in debate, or what do they gain from that experience?
I think this is something I can rant about for hours. I mean, I think the class is great for any student. We often hear a lot of times where we have the students who are kind of reserved, haven't really broken out of their shell. They get into debate, you know, the first month they're really quiet. They haven't, you know, quite figured out their space. And then they start talking, they start arguing, they're making arguments, they're researching. And those students end up coming out of their shell. They end up becoming much more social and kind of finding their place within the high school and trying to figure out where they fit in. And then you have the opposite side where, you know, they come in, they're like, well, I was told to take this class because I argue with my parents all the time. And, you know, something we hear every year. And those students, they come in, they're fired up, they're ready to go, they're ready to learn how to argue. So really it's just both ends of the spectrum that I think debate is perfect for. As for the skills, I think one thing that we, you know, when we talk about debate, we think about public speaking. Obviously, that's a very big part of what we do. But I think maybe more importantly is debate kind of teaches young people how to have discussions and dialogues that encourage well-reasoned, logical arguments that are supported by evidence. And I think if you look around society, we just don't really have a lot of those engagements and those discussions. And I think that helping the young people understand that in order to have productive discussions with people that might disagree with you, you have to have some sort of evidentiary backing, or you have to have some sort of proof that your arguments or your opinions or your side of the argument is the correct one. Absent that, what we see is it just kind of devolves into screaming and yelling without much that comes out of those things. So I think that we teach our students how to engage and be productive in those engagements versus kind of just arguing for the sake of arguing. And I think that that extends well outside of the classroom.
And Janelle, talk to us a little bit about music. What skills does that teach our students? If they're not going to be professional musicians, why would they continue to be involved in music?
And I think there are many things and many benefits that come from being a member of a musical group or from learning to play a musical instrument or to sing. And some of those things are the opportunity to express yourself in a different way, the opportunity to just experience joy making music together with your friends, and to do something different throughout your day, to be a part of something with your peers, to put put down the phone, put down the computer, come into a space that's safe and experience making music. So that's one thing. Persisting and practicing and becoming better at something that sometimes you run into a wall and it's not always easy. So that's a really great skill to have, and to have the support of a teacher who can help you with that. And I think with all of the arts, learning to perform and to handle performance anxiety, which is a natural anxiety to have, and to learn that that's normal. So normalizing that anxiety and having a professional who knows how to help you with that and coach you through that, that's an amazing skill to have, because we all face that in life. And so learning to work through that when you're young and to be coached through that and to carry that with you through life is a really important skill. So those are a couple of the things I think are wonderful. And just being a part of that group and connecting in school with a group of people who, you know, you might have 60 or 70 people who are part of your group who are with you going through school. And I really think it makes a big difference for our students who come through a music program to have those peers with them. And it makes a difference through all their classes. So I think those are some of the really wonderful benefits of all of the arts.
So Reed or Janelle, if somebody listening to this wanted to attend a concert or a theater production, how would they find out about that? Where could they go to find out when those shows are or how to get tickets, et cetera?
I think for theater, most schools, it's tickets and things are available on each individual school's website. I have a very active social media director. She's a junior this year. And man, she puts things out on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and everything else before I can even get my phone out of my pocket. So social media is a big thing for them to connect with that. We also do a lot of the old school publicity posters and things that the students design and put that out. But probably school websites and we just really try to do a big media push as much as we can, because we want people to come see these. We want that authentic audience for our students for the not just for the performance, but for the learning experience in itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I would agree with that for all the concerts as well. So just each school website would have that on their school calendar, and we'd love to have people come and see the concerts as well.
So we have absolutely phenomenal performing arts programs within Blue Valley. So again, those listening, if you have not been to a debate tournament within our district, or you have not been to a music or a play or a musical, you are missing out. They will rival, honestly, what many of us had in college. I've been to several this year already. I went to Blue Valley High School's musical, went to Blue Valley North's play Clue, went to a couple of middle school musicals. I have not been to a debate tournament yet, but I will be at some point. You are missing out, and I would strongly encourage anybody listening to do that. We have award-winning programs. Our instructors are top-notch, and they are teaching our students the skills that I truly believe they will use in their lifetime, and appreciate the arts for a lifetime. So I want to thank my guests, Janelle Brower, Mr. Reed Uthe, and Ryan McFarland, for talking to us a little bit about the amazing performing arts programs we have in our district. And with that, I'm going to sign off and tell everybody to have a great December.